Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace and Chloe with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. A multi-million dollar investment into beach safety for Queenslanders is under scrutiny, as the use of more drum lines and shark nets across the coastline would affect more than just sharks. The Queensland government announced over $88 million for the 2025-29 Shark Control Management Program and would include surveillance drones and whale deterrence alongside the shark netting. The Sea Shepherd organisation is considering legal action, as the EPBC 1999 Section 43B3 states that any enlargement of the Queensland Shark Control Program could be illegal. A section of the sky deck at the Star has been closed following reports of a crack in one of its glass panels. On Saturday, the crack was spotted by a visitor in the sky deck's walkway, prompting security to close off the area. Damage to the sky deck, which opened last August, is no doubt the last thing the Star Entertainment Group needs, whilst also dealing with a plethora of financial and operational difficulties. In national news, talks between the Liberals and the Nationals are still unfolding in Canberra, as they struggle to reform the coalition following their split last week. The Nationals are angling to get 6 shadow cabinet spots and at least 2 outer cabinet positions from the deal. Former Liberal Minister Karen Andrews has said that it is imperative that the two parties reach a deal and reform, saying if they don't change now, they run every risk they will go potentially even into oblivion in 2028.
Authorities are concerned that up to 10,000 homes and businesses on the New South Wales mid-north coast may have been destroyed as flood recovery efforts get underway. So far, around 3,300 affected properties have been inspected, with over 500 deemed uninhabitable and unsafe. Experts expect that numbers is likely to grow as inspections continue. Communities throughout the mid-north coast have also described the rebuilding process as extensive. Many residents will need to rely on emergency housing. New South Wales Minister for Recovery, Janelle Saffin, says there will be ongoing for displaced families with food, accommodation and support available at evacuation centres. In international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused US President Donald Trump for emboldening Russian President Vladimir Putin through its silence following Russia's most devastating aerial assault since the war began. In an overnight attack, Russia launched a record number of drones and missiles in a single night, killing at least 12 people, including 3 children, and injuring dozens more in strikes across the country. The bombardment came just a day after one of the most severe attacks on Kyiv since the conflict began. Zelensky stressed that Russia's brutality cannot be stopped without strong pressure on Russian leadership. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is sitting on a moderate 9 and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you, Grace, and thank you, Chloe, for those Zedlines. I also want to say a quick thank you before I go into any more